So we had a Mishnah with a Machalokas Amaram, how to understand the Mishnah, Machalokas was showing how to Paskin. Mishnah, Moikat and Chesim Vez, Ein, Nosim, Nashim, Moed, an Isser to get married, to have Nisuin, and even Chol Moed, not only Yom Tov, when the additional issue of Exer Shem Yichtov, but even Chol Moed, where it's Letzar Chamoed, we know Exer Shem Yichtov, but a separate independent issue, you can't get married on Moed. How come? So that's the Machlokas Amaram. We were focused on the first two. We were focused on the first two approaches in the Amaroim, Ches and Beis. Either Eim Arv and Simcha B'Simcha, which you see on Daftes, is a broad issue. It's not just about gay marriage, is perhaps the most common example, but it would apply if you're making Chanukah as Beis HaMikdash, as Shlomo did. Maybe Chanukah is Beis HaKnesses. Tosis even wonders, how about a Milo opinion on that? The second approach to the Gemara sounds like it's more specific. And Tosis points out it's not only an approach in the Gemara here, but it's also in Chagiga, both Moikot and Chagiga Chesem Beis. And that is V'samachta V'chagecha V'lo V'ishtecha. Sounds like a very targeted drasha, specifically that one cannot get married on Chol Moed. The point that last time, obviously, it does not mean that one should not spend family time on Chol Moed. Al-Jabba, there should be plenty of family time on Chol Moed, but it means one should not have the simcha of taking a new wife on Chol Moed. Can't get married. So those are the first two, again, either Imar V'simcha V'simcha, which for which gay marriage is an example of a simcha that conflicts with Yom Tov, or specifically in Osnash Moed. So we saw Tosus raises. We said it's a machlokes to show him how to paskin, because Tosus wants to know how about other simchas? How about a bris or pinyin habet? The shaila of making a chanukas based on mikdash and chamoy that unfortunately has only come up twice in Jewish history. No, maybe more than twice. Hakamas haMishkan. Hakamas haMishkan was 2 weeks before Pesach. Shiloh. But it doesn't come up that often, but bris and pinyan ben, that comes up plenty of. It also says, number one, it could be if it's kavua lo zman, that's not really a shaila. The whole issue of Eimar, of the Mishnah, when you're choosing a time for your simcha. But let's say it's not kavua zman. Let's say it's not kavua zman. So Tosis had two approaches. Either we hold, it's mutter or it's mutter. Either way, it's mutter. The question is why? Either it's mutter because we don't hold of any marv simcha. Either it's mutter because we hold the samach bechagecha v'lo b'shtecha, the second approach to the Gemara, which is much more targeted and specific only to a wedding. Anything but a wedding is fine. or we do hold of any marv simcha, but it has to be a simcha. It has to be as soon as nisuin. It has to be a big shebang. A bris, a pinyan ben, so we're talking about it's a beautiful suda, maybe even machbet, a flit, bus of yain, but it's not going to be mefazes and mecharker, a lot of dancing and freilichkeit. It's a much calmer event. You're not getting that sweaty, at the second dance of the bris. So the mela, that sort of event, which is much more tame, does not pose a problem of Eimar and Simcha. Simcha, a wedding, does. So this is the Machlokas Rishonim, how to Paskin, the Machlokas Amra, and which sort of leaves it open. How do we Paskin? It's a little hard to tell because they agree lahalacha. Both approaches agree lahalacha that you're allowed to have a bris or a pinyan ben, even if it's nidche on Chol Moed. So we did see that the Rambam gets involved as well. The Rambam takes the approach of the second day in Tosas. Ein Marv is very clear. In Hilchas Yantif, he's not so clear. In Hilchas Ishus, he's very clear. Ein Marv is Simcha Simcha. Okay. So it's a one day in Tosas versus another day in Tosas in the Rambam. It's a rove. That's not necessarily going to resolve our problem. The way we resolve it, though, is by looking at whom? Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Beferish, when this din is quoted, in the Hilchas Chol Moed, in Aruch Chaim Tavkuf Menvav, Shulchan Aruch says the din, you're allowed to have a bris, you're allowed to have a pinyan ben, but Chol Moed, and Magen Avraham says, that's because the lo chashivi simcha ela sudos nisum levad. So Magen Avraham paskins on this machlokas amaron, machlokas rishon. What the Gra thinks, you have to work out. The Gra is a little bit ambiguous. Magen Avraham is quite clear. Magen Avraham is quite clear. So now that we know how to pasken, now the question is, so what do you do with Simchas Torah? So if we had, because Simchas Torah is also, Simchas Torah is a real nafkamina lahalacha between the two days. Because Simchas Torah is not a wedding. So according to the first day in Taisus, okay, Simchas Torah is fine. Hakafas are fine. According to the second day, it's Bris Mila and Pia Ber Mutter, because it's not such a major event. The way we do Simchas Torah, it is a major event. So then it should be a problem. Lamaisa, we know that we do have very frail Hakafas. Hakafas are an ancient minhag. Frail Hakafas maybe not as ancient, but certainly an old minhag as well. So what do you do? So we started talking, we left off yesterday, was if you're not going to take the approach of the first day in Tosfos, after all, the Magen Avraham doesn't pass in that way, so then you're going to have to figure out why within the regime, within the framework of Ein Marv Simcha B'Simcha, this is fine. It is a major Simcha. It is a major Simcha, so Rav Sternbach suggests, again, Karen Orr begins talking along these lines. Rav Sternbach says, well, maybe it's not a stira. Maybe it is the same simcha. And that opened up for us yesterday the question of, well, what is the simchas yamtiv? Is the simchas yamtiv? In other words, you have the hakaf, you have simchas Torah, and you have simchas aregel. In order for these two not to be in conflict, well, let's figure out what the simchas aregel is. So that's why you remember that the Rosh Terbach had opened the Chakira. Klali Prat. Is every Simchas HaRegel Atav HaKartonu? Every Simchas HaRegel is Bechiras Yisrael? Or is, and that's the same universally across all Yom Tovim, just more iterations of the same. Kamo that the themes of Shabbos are the same Breishas Noach Lechel Chavayera. It's a reiteration of the same content, or maybe no. Maybe Simchas maybe it's true as well that the Simcha of Pesach of Tavshin Peh is the same themes as Pesach of Tavshin Ayin Tas, but maybe Pesach of Tavshin Peh is not the same as Sukkot of Tavshin Peh. Maybe each regal has its own unique Simchas Yontif, and the Rav Sternbach had brought a raya that it is, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is a Simcha Pratis, that it is specific and localized. Each Yontif has its own identity with respect to Simcha. Obviously, each Yontif has its own identity. Obviously, each Yontif has its own mitzvah Hayom. You don't shake lulav on Pesach, you don't eat matzah and Shavuos. But in terms of the mitzvah of Simcha, which is, unlike matzah and lulav, Simcha is shared by all the Yom Tovim. There is. It would be reasonable to say that Simcha Yontif is din klali, it's the same Simcha Yontif every single time. Let's give it another example. On the one hand, there's obviously matzah and lulav are dvar and pratim. Those are specific only to that Yom Tov. On the other hand, the iser melacha is clearly a din klali. Isn't that me? There are multiple lav in the Torah, but the same rules of malacha for Pesach and for Shavuos and Sukkot. I mean, ochel nefesh on Pesach obviously has to be a kashrut Pesach, but it's the same iser malacha. It's the same exact iser malacha. The question is, where does simcha fall? Is simcha like malacha that's a din klali, or is simcha like matzah lulav a din prati? So often, look, it's the same. Same mitzvah. As a matter of fact, you either learn one from the other. On the other hand, see, that would be an argument for klali. On the other hand, Sherebach said, I have a raya machrachas from the Gemara in Pesachim. What was the raya from the Gemara in Pesachim? What was the raya from the Gemara in Pesachim?
I have a question.
Okay, that's great. But what was the raya from the Gemara in Pesachim? What was the Rav from the Gemara Pesachim? Who can tell you the Gemara Pesachim was talking about? What? Was talking about Lachem, Lashem. The Gemara Pesachim was talking about, and let's be clear, the Gemara Pesachim was that is the sugya of Simchas Yontif. How do you do this? How do you implement Simchas Yontif? Is it Simchas HaNefesh? Is it Simchas HaGuf? Or is it both? Right? So that was my good. So my chalak is Bishur Belezer. How do you resolve the unresolved steer of Lashem Lachem? Do you, like your Belezer, say
Either or,
good. O kul Hashem, o kul Lachem. Reb Lezer says, and you have both models in Chumash, so that means it's option A or option B, disjunctive, either or. And we pasuk Rabbi Yeshua from the Beis Hillel, who says, no, if you have both Malz and Chumash, it means you have to make a blend of the two. Chetzer l'Hashem, chetzer l'Hashem. You have to have both. You have to have added Simchas HaGuf and added Simchas HaNefesh. According to Rabbi Lesser, we pasuk Rabbi Yeshua, you always have chetzer l'Hashem, chetzer l'Hashem. You always have to have more learning and more singing halal and more davening than a typical day and more and better eating, basar yayin and so forth than on a typical day. Chetzel Hashem, chetzel Lachem. But the Gemara says, even according to Belezer, who says normally, if I wanted to, I could opt for Kulo Lashem. I have either option, Kulo Lashem or Kulo Lachem. Then a normal yontif, I could opt for Kulo Lashem. I could have the same, you know, bowl of cereal, molto meal and milk, and the same tuna fish sandwich that I have on a typical day. I won't have, I'm not going to fast, can't fast on yontif, presumably. Pashtus, even according to Blazer. But I'll have a regular breakfast, regular lunch, regular supper, and I'll spend all the extra time learning and davening kumzitzim. And that would normally be fun. Kulo Hashem. But the Gemara says, Aber, Rabbi Blazer says, Rabbi Blazer Talmud Rabbi Yochanan says, but Shavuos not. Why? Yom Shinah B'Torah, because Shavuos celebrates Matan Torah, so you can't celebrate Matan Torah properly without a Gashmi part. And what Sternberg points to is, what do you mean? So why is it different than Pesach? Why is it different than Sukkot? Simchas Yontif is Simchas Yontif. That's the definition of Simchas Yontif. Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem. Apparently, B'Lazar is telling us that no. B'Lazar is telling us it's not the same mitzvah simcha every single yontif. There's a mitzvah simcha on Pesach, mitzvah simcha on Shavuos, mitzvah simcha on Sukkot. It's not to say it's in one mitzvah, multiple mitzvahs in terms of, it's not about minyan ha-mitzvos, but it's about, does it play by the same rules? And the answer is no. There is a mitzvah simcha yontif, which means to celebrate the specific content of that yontif. Simcha siregel is a din prati. So now, it's not enough to say that Shmini Atzeres is atav v'chatanu. We have to figure out that the Simcha's Torah, that's V'chatanu. We have to figure out what's the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres, and does Simcha's Torah, does do Hakafas, mean Messiahim the Torah, which again, is not Medin the Gemara, not Mechuyev to finish laning. That was different from Hagim, how often you finish laning. So that's not a din. So the fact that Klal Yisrael has adopted the minhag of being Messiahim the Torah and celebrating it with great enthusiasm, how that's not only a steerah to general Simcha Sarega to Verchatano, Bechir Sisrael, but specifically to Simcha Pratis or Shmi Atzeres. So to do that, we have to figure out what is Shmi Atzeres all about. And by getting very specific, we're going to end up becoming very broad as well. But first, you had a question.
Isn't the din of Simcha tied to the Karbanos that was brought that day?
And therefore?
And that's why in Sukkot it's full halal. So then that shows that it is Prati, not Kali. There's a new din of Simcha every time.
Another raya. So Palmer is saying, Palmer has another raya, another independent raya to this question of whether Simcha Siregel is clearly prati, on the assumption that what you're pointing out is that Halal operates differently on Sukkot and on Pesach. There's a mysterious Gemara about that. The Gemara has in more than one place, in Erechen and Megillah, Gemara in several places, list when are the days when you are mechuyev to say halal. When are the days when you say halal shalom? Halal shalom is you only say halal shalom when you're mechuyev. If it's just mitam minhag, you would say chasi halal, you wouldn't say halal shalom. So when do you say halal shalom? So you say halal shalom. Gemara says, we don't say halal shalom Yom Kippur. Good question. Why? Rambam has a particular read in the Gemara. We don't say halal Yom Kippur. We don't say halal on Purim. Gemara just has three reasons why we don't say halal on Purim. Two are Zionistic, and then another one has to do with the nature of Mikra Megillah. And then the Gemara says, and the Gemara says elsewhere in Tanis, Rosh Chodesh, you're not Mechuyev Sehal. That's why we only say the different Minhag in Bavel Eretz Yisrael, but there's no Chiyev Sehal. That's why even we who follow Minhag Bavel, Sehal Rosh Chodesh, we say only Chatzihal. And that's why Sfaradim don't make a bracha, because the Sfaradi approach is you don't make a bracha when you're only saying Hal Mitam Minhag. That's a big, big machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam the Rambam. But that's certainly not halal shalim, because halal and Rosh Chodesh is definitely not chiv. When is halal? Chiv? So all the eight days of Sukkot, or in Chutzlar, it's 9 days, and the 8 days of Hanukkah, and Shavuos, or in Chutzlar, 2 days of Shavuos, and the first day, or in Chutzlar, it's 2 days of Pesach. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Sukkot's Pesach is all the same. If you say Hallel all the days of Sukkot, why don't you say Hallel all the days of Pesach? So we have a minute to say Chatzi Hallel throughout Pesach. Okay, but it's not Mikra Din. Otherwise, we'd be saying Hallel Shalom. Oh, so the Gemara says, exactly. So the Gemara says, Erechen, well, the most famous word in all of Laning, the word that people like to yell out more than anyone else, the one that people in the crowd like to yell out more than anyone else, more than any other word, is Ka'ilah. Yeah. Why does everyone say Ka'ilah? I'll tell you why. It's because of what Ka'ilah means. Because Ka'ilah means that you bring the same karbat, the same set of musafim you brought the first day, tasula yom shavasamim, ka'ela tasula yom shavasamim, and you bring the identical set of karbanas every other day of Pesach also. It's identical musaf for seven days. Two par, one aisle, seven kvasim. Unlike Sukkot, you don't hear the word ka'ela, because, as a matter of fact, every day is different. That's also the reason why you say Ka'ela is not only distinctive, but because of the din of Ka'ela, you say it, you lane it every single day of Pesach. So people keep hearing that same pasuk because of Ka'ela, because it is the same musaf. You don't lane the same musafin every day of Sukkot. Every day is different. Every day there are different musafin. So it's a different paragraph in the Torah. The first day of Sukkot, second day of Sukkot, third day of Sukkot, fourth day of Sukkot. But Pesach, you look in the end, in Pinchas, Parsha Musafin, there's only one paragraph for Pesach because every single day of Pesach is the same exact karbanos repeat, Ka'ela. So the Gemara says, it's not only nafkamina for people, throwing off the Balkriya by yelling at the word Ka'ela, although it does sometimes throw off the Balkriya, unless he's one of those fellows who, strategically plans around and stops, let's everyone do their thing, and then you say Ka'ela yourself, so everyone can actually hear Kriyam Tel Chaksab. But leaving all of that aside, the nafkamina daraisa is the same karbanas, and the Gemara says, and therefore there's only Hallel Shalem on the first day. Mitoch shechalukin bekarbanas zayim, because Sukkot is a different carbon every day, therefore you have to say Hallel every day. So a shechter quotes from the Rav, you read that Gemara, if you read the Gemara with open eyes, you wonder, and therefore what? So there's new carbon every day. So I understand that's the reason to lay. If you told me you don't have to lay maftir chol moed Pesach, we read it away. Okay, now we understand. We heard it already. But Sukkot, there's new carbonus, so you have to lay maftir. It happens to be that's not the din. We do lay maftir every day chol moed Pesach. But that chiluk would be a meaningful explanation for where the din to be. You don't lay maftir on chol moed. But what does that have to do with halal? What does halal have to do with the carbonus? Hallel, karbanos. So it's the same hallel, same karbanos every day, therefore you don't say hallel. But it's a new carbon every day, so therefore you do say hallel. Mine shmita etzar sinai. So the Rav suggested that what it means is that the fact that it's the same carbon every day is indicative of the fact that there's a single chi of simcha that stretches over the course of 7 days of Pesach. Whereas Sukkot, there's a separate chi of simcha for each day of Sukkot. Now, kishem that, you wouldn't say there's a separate chi of simcha at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. No, there's one chi of simcha for the whole day. So Sukkot is one chi of simcha the whole day. Shavuos only is a day min HaTorah. Rosh Hashanah only is a day min HaTorah. Pesach is 7 days long, but there's only one chi of simcha. So Rav suggested it could, so maybe karbanos indicates something about simcha, and the Ramban has an approach in his Asagas Sefer Mitzvahs that Hallel is an aspect of simcha zanta. So I kept saying we were describing Chetzo Lashem, Ukul Lashem, singing Hallel, learning the simcha of learning and the simcha of singing Hallel. Kumzitz, the halacha kumzitz, halacha commands kumzitz is Hallel. The Ramban writes that's an aspect of simcha zanefesh. So if that's the case, if there's a new chi of simcha every day of Sukkot, you have to say Hallel every day of Sukkot. If there's one chi of simcha of the course of Pesach, so then you only have to say Hallel the first day, you're yotze. According to that, in a chanami, if some reason a person was incapacitated and could not say Hallel the first day of Pesach, he was very ill, he wasn't able to daven, and finally he's recuperated sufficiently by the fourth day of Pesach. So according to this approach, I think the Rebbe made a quote from his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, and then he has to say Hallel Shalom in the middle of Chol Moed. It's not that the first day calls for Halal Shalom. It's that you need to say Halal Shalom at least once over the... Pesach is one long 7-day period of Simchas Yontif. So you have to have Halal Shalom at some point during that period of time. So usually it's the first day. It's usually like the mitzvahs. But if you miss the first day, fellow couldn't daven the first couple of days. So the first day you're able to daven, even though it's Chol Hamoed, you're going to say Halal Shalom because you have to Mekayim Halal Shalom once, that aspect of Simchas Yontif once over the course of Pesach. So Hudi is correct and sharp in pointing out that this, if you take the Rav's approach to the Halal, the difference between Halal and Pesach, Halal and Sukkos, that the Chalukim B'Korban Hasayim expresses something about the Mitzvah Simcha, then it's clear that the Mitzvah Simcha is structured differently, Pesach and Sukkos. So another ride to the notion that Simcha Zaregel is Prati. Sternbach is talking not only about how it's structured, but what its content is. What am I being Sameach about? What's the theme? What's the stuff of the Simcha? What am I celebrating? So what am I celebrating? Right? So now we have multiple rites on the table. There's a Prati aspect to Simchas Zaregel. So what is Simchas Shemini Atzeres, all that? So for that, I actually want to go back to where we were just a few minutes ago. So Mr. Covey Palmer had pointed us to the Psukim and Pinchas. So let's talk a little more about those Psukim and Pinchas. Not only about Pesach and Sukkot. So Pesach, so it's true that Pesach you bring every single day of Pesach, 2 parim, 1 aisle, 7 kasuk. I don't know if anyone had a chance to make a chart of the Musafim. Anyone try? I don't know, is it a pattern? Anyone notice a pattern? Okay, so no one finished my own concept. Okay. And you take a look at the Psukim, it goes through the Tamid every day, and then about the Musaf of Shabbos, and then it goes throughout the cycle of the year. The way Ar HaChaim is organized, is the truth is probably rooted in the way those two Prakim of Parshas Pinchas are organized. Tamid, Shabbos, and then Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres. That's the way Rosh Chodesh is organized. That's the way the Psukim, or Kadosh Baruch Hu organized the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas. The Psukim of Temidim U'Musafir. But so it's organized calendarically. If you just read straight, certainly if you only listen to it in bits and pieces over the course of different Yomim Tovim, Maftir, you want to say, I see a pattern. Even if you read straight, the pattern that jumps at you is calendaric. Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres. But the question of how about the dinim? Is there any pattern in the dinim of the Karbanos Musaf? So once you start to chart, you do notice a very sharp pattern. Let's actually move Pesach over here. Pesach, as we said, is 2 par, 1 aisle, 7 gossip. I don't know how many... What do you bring for the Tamid? Any parim? Any alum?
One sheep.
Right? One sheep in the morning, one sheep in the afternoon. Right? It's a total of 2 sheep. That's a Tamid. What's the carbon Musaf of Shabbos? Seder of Shabbos? Shnei Kvasim. Right? It's the same as the carbon Tamid, another 2 Kvasim. So every day you have a Kevitz in the morning, Kevitz in the evening, and the Karban Musaf of Shabbos, in addition to the Tamid, Shal Shach, Tamid, Shnei Barim, an additional 2 Kvasim that come as the Musaf for Shabbos. No Parim, no Elim, and 2 Kvasim. That's Tamid, and that's Shabbos. Pesach is 2-1-7. Anyone, any other time of the year, do you have 2-1-7?
Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh is Shnei Parim, 1 aisle, 7 Kvasim, and all 7 days of Pesach, and Shavuos. Shavuos. Now, Sukkot.
Shailacha.
But that's not a Muslim. Correct. Sukkot has his own system, as you know. The number of parim goes from 13 to 7, and everything else is double. 2 alim and 14 kvasim. Sukkot is its own world. What's left? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shemini Atzeres. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are, instead of being 2 parim, just 1 par. Look in the Pesukim, you'll see. 1 par, 1 aisle, 7 kasim. So now here we have our four categories. So you more or less understand. There's the, if you look, now you look at the numbers, you see the Torah's giving me four groups. There's the everyday basic, the mamash every tamid and Shabbos. Tamid and Shabbos is your very basic, just two kvasa. And then you have, looks like classic Yom Tov and Yom Ha'aron. Classic Yom Tov is two par and one aisle, seven kvasim. That's Rosh Chodesh Pesach Shavuos. Sukkah is its own world's own separate system. But basic Yom Tovim are the 217, and Yom Ha'aron, Rosh Yom Kippur, is 117. So it looks like a very, very straightforward. A very straightforward system. If you're every day, and then you have Yom Tov, again with Sukkot, the Sorah has its own system apart from all the Yom Tovim, then you have Yom Ha'aron. And the question is, what's missing? Obviously, Shemitah Tzeres is missing. So now Rashi, when you learn, if you learn Parshas Pinchas straight, so it's in chronological order. So after all the massive karbanos of Sukkot, you come to Shemitah Tzeres. Which all of a sudden is not part of the Sukkah system. It's not six parim, two elim, and 14 kvasim. No, it's much smaller. So Rashi always says, close to Gemara in Sukkah, kasha I pray. This is totally different than Sukkahs. Kadosh Baruch says, I want to hold on to you for one more day. A small carpenter, just me and you. It's not the 70 parim that speak to the entire world. Just a small carpenter, a Kadosh Baruch and Kalashma. After the universal aspect of Sukkahs. What sort of small carbon would you expect on Shemitah Tzeres?
100. 100.
One power?
One power.
One power. I mean, that would be like a small carbon. Okay. Or if it's going to fit into the categories you already have, where would you expect to find? You expect 217, right? It's Pesach. Really, Sukkah should be there, but Sukkah has its own twist. So Shemitah Tzeres should be back with all the Yom Tovim. No. That's what you've expected. But open a chumash, what do you find? Or open a siddur, what do you find? 117. It's the same as Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. That's sort of strange. Shemitah Tzeres is Yom Adin? Not that we know of. I mean, Shemitah Tzeres is certainly not more of Yom Adin than Pesach or Sukkot. So, loosely speaking, we're still in the Yemei Hadin season.
It's before Hanukkah, yes. Before Yom Kippur of next year.
It's before Yom Kippur of next year.
Hanukkah is the end of the Yemei Hadin.
Perhaps. On some level, perhaps. So it's strange. So once you, and that's what I was saying before, you actually chart out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us dinim that we should learn them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us dinim that are meaningful. So I'm not sure I can tell you why two parim as opposed to three parim, why seven parim as opposed to six parim, I don't know. But I do know, when you put the psukim together, there are very clear patterns that stand out. And once you notice those clear patterns, Shemitah Tzeres sticks out like a sore thumb. It says, Mash sticks out like a sore thumb. How come Shemitah Tzeres is here? So the chor of the pshat is, especially keep in mind that Gemara and Sukkah Kashalai Predaschem, that Rashi Torah quotes there, presumably the proper title for this category, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Shemitah Tzeres, but the proper title is probably not Yemei Hadin. The proper title is probably Yemei Ava. Right, we spoke before Yom Tov about the other aspect of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that we tend to focus on less, which is the Gemara's comment on the Pasuk in Shayo, Dir Shashem Bihimatzo, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu most nimsa? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu particularly karo? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu particularly nimsa? When do you have the greatest access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elu Asar Yom Shmei Hashanah Yom Kippur. Asar Yom Tshuva is what the Gemara understands is what Yishayahu is describing as the time of the greatest access to Kirvas Elokim. So if you see this category as that, then Shmei Tzeres fits right in. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying about Kashlai Predaschen. Not just, because it's not, the Gemara is not just, and Rashi coined that Gemara, is not just explaining why Shemitah Tzeres isn't here, it also explains why Shemitah Tzeres isn't here. It's not only explaining why Shemitah Tzeres is not part of the Sukkot system, but even explaining why it's part of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur system as opposed to Rosh Chodesh Pesach Shavuos. It's all just about Kirvas Elokim. It's just another day of Kirvas Elokim. No Mitzvah Yom, just time to just a high degree of focus, almost in this sense, like an 11th day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but not 11th day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, 11th day of Aseres Yemei Harachman, 11th day of Aseres Yemei Kirvus HaLokim. So there are 10 for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then Shmi Atzeres is that again. So that's Karshalai Predasa. And then, if that's the case, then you can come back and begin to appreciate why it is that the Minig Yisrael has developed that we dance Hakafis on the second day of Shmini Atzeres, or nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of on the day of Shmini Atzeres. Because it's true that the general simcha of all Yomim Tovim, the simcha klalis of all Yom Tovim, is Bechir Yisrael. But for Shmini Atzeres, that's not just the simcha klalis. That is the simcha pratz of Shmini Atzeres. That is the whole, the specific flavor, the specific identity of Shmini Atzeres is Simchas Bechir Yisrael. Kar Shalai Predaschan. We had a whole week of the 70 parim that corresponds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha over the entire universe, over all of humanity, all the Shiva Mumos. And that's a major focus on Sukkot. That's why the Haftarah earlier in Sukkot spoke about Sukkot being a time, Lasid Lavo, when all humanity will come to Beis HaMikdash. But Shmi Atzeres, we turn to the other end. So, Chalav Mishnevar B'Tzalam, but Shmi Atzeres, the focus is on the next line of the Mishnah, Chaviv Yisrael Shenikru Bar L'Makom. It's an element of the theme of Yom Tov in general, and it is the specific theme of Shmi Atzeres. So then there's Mamash no Stira. What better time to celebrate Simchas HaTorah than Shmini Atzeres? And one final Nakuda, which will both explain this idea more in a more careful, more meduk, and more profound way, and also take it home. I want to close with a Rambam. I want to close with the Rambam that the Rambam closes with. Hilchas Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav. The Rambam put those three together. Rei had a chance to take a peek before Yom Tov. Not all of those topics are three prakim long. So he puts whenever the Rambam has a topic less than three prakim long, he'll put it together with other topics so it won't be so short. I've thought that it might be based on the Gemara in the Bava Basra, in the Tanakh Sugya, Daf Yudal, Daf Tezvav. It says that Anshak Nez Agdola put the Treyasar in, deemed them to be a single sefer so that they wouldn't get lost. Yishayahu is plenty large on its own. But Chagai is not. So it got grouped together with others to make a larger, more significant unit. The Rambam seems to have taken that approach as well. Whenever there's a topic that's small, they'll put together the mezuzah, there's only two prakim, they'll put together a sefer Torah and tefillin to make a 10 prakim with hilchos sefer Torah and tefillin mezuzah. And the same is true here, shofar sukkah lulav. The last three prakim, I believe, are hilchos lulav, vav, zayin, and chet. Here at the very end of Perek Ches. The very end of Perek Ches, up until Halacha Yudalef, he's talking about Hilchos Arba Minim, and then he begins to talk about Simchas Beis HaShoev. Afal Pishe Halacha Yudbeis. Afal Pishe Kol Amodos Mitzvah L'smoch Ben, Chagas Sukkot HaYisam Shem Mikdash Simchi Yisera. He says, the Sukkot, the combination of Sukkot and Mikdash, that time and intersection, that time and place, Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash, Usmach Nafnei Hashem Akechem Shivat Yomim, there was an added degree of Simcha above and beyond of the Yom Tovim, which, by the way, is yet a third raya to the idea of Simcha Pratis. And the Rambam goes on to discuss Halachas Yud Beis, Yigil Mi Yadalad, he describes Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Not for now, it's not really our topic, but once we hear, as an aside, you can file away for next year, there seems to be a Machlokas Rambam and Rashi about what Simchas Beis HaShoeva was about. Because while Rashi tells us at the beginning of the fifth parak of Sukkah, that Shoeva means She'iva Samayim, and all those 12, 15 hours of Simcha every night of Sukkot were Simcha celebrating the mitzvah Nisach HaMayim that we would perform early in the morning, the Rambam seems to disagree with that. Because the Rambam here in Hilchos Lulav has the discussion of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but ends at the end of the night. Doesn't talk at all about Nisach HaMayim. In Hilchos Tzemidim U'Musafin, Sefer Avoda, it talks about Nisach HaMayim, doesn't say anything about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So it would appear the Rambam understood they were disconnected. What is the Simcha about? There's probably Tosis in the beginning of the last parak of Sukkah quotes Yerushalmi that Shoeva means not drawing water, but drawing Ruach HaKodesh. That when the Jews came Aliyah L'Regel, there would be, and it sounds like Sukkot in particular, there was such a Kirvas Elokim that there were Jews who had never been Nevi'im before who become Nevi'im. Yerushalmi goes on the court, Yerushalmi says that Yonah got his Nevuah when he came Aliyah L'Regel. Misham Shoeva and Ruach HaKodesh. So it's an unrelated. The Rambam not surprisingly follows Yerushalmi. The Bavli sounds like it has to do with the way Rashi says, Nisach HaMayim. The Rambam not so Kedarko follows Yerushalmi, that it's unrelated to Nisach HaMayim. Okay. But that's halachas. Yud Beis, Gimel, and Yud Daled are about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The high, for the Rambam, the greatest level of Simchas Yantiv. Every Yantiv mitzvah is mochbo, but if it's Sukkot and in Beis HaMikdash, then you have Simchi Yaseir. And then, let's turn our attention to the last halacha. Because Yud Beis, Gimel, Yud Daled are about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Then, we're post Sukkot, we're post Shmi Atzeres. Where we opened up the sugya trying to figure out, so how do you bridge the simcha of Yom Tov into every day? We said that let's dig into a particular detail, Shaila, and we'll come to clarity on the larger picture also. So this Rambam seems to have been very concerned with that question, that machshava question, that question of, actually, that question in terms of practical avos Hashem, how to bridge Simchas Yantif in the year, and the very notion that Simchas Yantif is meant to be bridged into the year. So the Rambam, after describing the greatest degree of Simchas Yantif, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Sukkot and Beis HaMikdash, he then ends with everyday Simcha. HaSimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah uva'avas ha-keh ha-shatir ben. Again, we're Hilchos Lulav, the last halacha, Perikhes halacha tezvav. The simcha that the Jew ought to have in doing mitzvahs and the love of the God who commands to do those mitzvahs, avoda gedolahi. It's an avoda gedola. I think that line, did we talk about before, Yantav? Show you what that means? Let's get back there. But he says, this is really very important. Chomeneat mi simcha zu royally parimenu. It's a punishable offense. A Jew is going to have a lifeless, joyless avos Hashem. Do what he has to do, but without any excitement, without any energy, without any joy, just like a robot. You're missing out. He says the psukim at the end of the tochacha, parsha kisavo, tachasher lo avos Hashem lokecha besimcha v'tuv leiva. You're getting punished for not having been open to Hakadosh Baruch Hu besimcha. I'm doing all the right things. I'm checking off all the boxes. I'm keeping kashrus. I'm showing up to shul. I'm showing up to seder. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. But it's all blah. You don't have to be Hasidish to see Simcha as a normative aspect of your Avos Hashem. It's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectation. It doesn't mean it's easy. And I would suggest, by the Avoda Gedola, that ambiguous phrase they use, Simcha is how do you translate that? So I think there are probably two ways of translating that, and it could be the Rambam meant both. Maybe the ambiguity is because he wanted to capture both meanings. On the one hand, it's a big avodah. It's a big avodah. It's a very impactful avodah. You're going to have it's not going to come overnight. This is not something to happen. I can't beat myself up because I tried to be sameach and I'm still not sameach an hour later. No, it's something that you're going to cultivate over months and years. But the number one, the Rambam is saying, I think, that the value that will flow from cultivating over time a joy in mitzvahs, ein l'shar ve'ein l'tayar. Wow, it's inestimable how much impact that's going to make. That's an avodah, that's a big avodah. Wow, it's so important, so impactful, it's so transformative. And the other sense of avodah, no, it's a big job. It's not always easy. It's not always easy to do the right thing, we all know. Often hard to do things like we have. Yeah, God created us with the Yetzirah. That's by design. I can talk about Mesillas Yosef. And even when I'm doing the right thing, sometimes I'm excited to do the right thing. Sometimes I would really rather not be here. I really rather not be doing this, or I really rather be doing that. But Hashem said I can't, so I'll sit on my hands and I won't do it. The Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I have to do this. Okay, I'll do the right thing. I'm a good guy. I'll do the right thing. Ovid Meira. I'll do what I'm supposed to do. But it's hard. Even though I'm doing the right thing, it sometimes can be very hard to be enthusiastic. I would really rather be elsewhere. That's part of being human. It's an avodah gadol in the second sense. It's hard work. And very valuable work. Incredibly rewarding. It's worth investing. Understand the Ram says that this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectation of us. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of whole chovas ha'ivar and what we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of what's going on inside. Chovas ha'alavas. And a big part of the chovas ha'alavas, Ram says, is simcha. If you thought the Ram was someone who did not believe in emotions, apparently that is false. Ram understands that taking joy in a life of mitzvahs is so critical. It's part of our obligation. I'm not really partying in it. And then he says, sometimes a person is too gaivadik. It's arrogant. He's too arrogant to want to throw himself into simcha. He says, that's terrible. Chote v'shote. That's rich language. Someone who doesn't allow himself to be sameach because pasnish. Chote v'shote. You're a sinner and you're a fool. Why the two terms? You're a sinner because he said, a Jew should be sameach over his mitzvahs. You don't want to dance in Simchas Torah? What is this? You're too cool? You're too cool to be sameach? Because I think that if I'm a cynic, I put everything down so then I feel like I'm smarter than everyone else. That's a common adolescent yetzahar. The draw of cynicism because it makes me feel cooler and smarter. Okay, Ram says, and that's A, sinful, and B, idiotic. Idiotic means not only is it wrong, but it's irrational. Why would you not take joy in the greatest privilege in the world? Again, in the moment it could often be hard. In the moment there are distractions. In the moment life is challenging. But in the big picture, it makes so much sense. And it's the right thing to do. And it goes on, ends with incredible positivity. After talking about one who avoids simcha, he says, a person doesn't take himself too seriously. He's willing to dance to Simchas Torah. He's willing to dance, he quotes the pasuk with David HaMelech, we mentioned yesterday. David HaMelech, when they were bringing the Aron, David HaMelech is out there leading the dancing. And one of his wives, Michal, who was from a very aristocratic family, she had been the daughter of the previous king, Shaul, who was very regal. So she says to him afterwards, like, what was that? You're dancing like a street urchin, like a player. You're dancing there with all the avodim and shvachas. David Melech Yisrael, he doesn't give you Michal's line. Rama right now is focused on the positive. David Melech responds, "In the kolosi owed me those, but yisi shofol beinai. I'm willing to lower myself more in order to express simcha in avodas Hashem. Ain't good not to be silly." But to understand that kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more important than my own shtalts. Ein ha-gadul va-kavod el l'smoch l'fnei Hashem. Shenera ha-melech David mefazez v'mecharkel l'fnei Hashem. David Melech was dancing over the top. Mefazez v'mecharkel. Full. All in dancing. That language, by the way, mefazez v'mecharkel, that language from the pasuk in Shmuel, I believe, is... The language that's quoted in the Maaser Rav when they describe the way the Vilna Gaon danced in Simchas Torah, mefazez u'mecharker, the same terminology, and it's not coincidental. It's not coincidental. Let's try and understand this a little more. He said, "Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas hamitzvah uva'avas hakel shatzivim." What are you being sameach? Okay, to sign me up for holy simcha, what exactly am I happy about? So he says two things: doing mitzvahs, uva avas hakel shetziv b'hem, and the love of the God who commanded me to do those mitzvahs. This, I think, I had a chance to discuss this with some of you before Yom Tov. Ram is saying it's a simcha of ma'aseh mitzvah, and it's a simcha of avas hakel shetziv b'hem, the relationship, the love of the God who commanded me to do these mitzvahs. What does that phrase mean? I mean, I take joy in the fact that not just I'm supposed to sit in sukkah, I'm supposed to daven, I'm supposed to learn, I'm supposed to give tzedakah, I'm supposed to be nice to people, v'chulu, the different mitzvah I have to do, but I understand that I'm doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects it of me. That's what you have to do. So I think this we just touched on before Yom Tov. The two different nuschos you can use when you learn halacha. I have to do X, I can't do Y. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me to do X. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me to avoid Y. And when you bring God into the classroom, all of a sudden it's a whole different... It could still be an assignment to do the right thing. It could still be an assignment to not do the wrong thing. But all of a sudden, the meaningfulness went up so much. Not just these do's and don'ts. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to live. The Avos HaKel Shetziva Lehem. Not just I'm doing random acts. I'm doing that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. That's transformative. And that's a source of simcha. If mitzvahs are, again, something that can develop over time, over the course of weeks and months and years, mitzvahs become, living halacha becomes an expression of the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it gives me so much more omets to overcome nisyonos, and it unlocks so much simcha. Such a beautiful Magid Mishnah here. They look at the Magid, he gets very poetic. Ikara davar. He said a Jew shouldn't ideally, again, this is ideal to strive for. It doesn't mean it's happening today, but ideally, a Jew should not be doing, the ideal is not the Jew doing mitzvah because you have to. For whom muchrach va'anus basiya, son, you feel forced and coerced. I have no choice. This is what I have to do. That's not a recipe for a happy life. It's not a recipe for the sort of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for us to have. Chayv la'asosan, you are obligated. It's not a choice. I do have to keep mitzvahs. V'hu sameach ba'asiyasan. But I can take joy and pride in what's expected of me. V'yasa tov mishad shu tov. That's because I recognize that this is good. Yidchar be'emes mitzad shu emes. I choose this because it's real. Because it's true. And if that's my attitude, not just I have to do this period. Yes, I have to do this. And that's the beginning of a whole pool of meaning. So then, Yaakov Ein of Tirchan, then becomes, it's not as much of a schlep. I recognize that I'm here to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I have the opportunity to do what that for which I was created, Yismach V'Yagil, that could be a source of incredible joy. It goes on to say, anything, as there are other things in life that give me joy, and you should not feel that you have to avoid them, assuming they're kosher, but recognize at the same time that they are temporary. Simcha shar dvarim tuluya b'dvarim b'teilim she'enim kayamim. Any other simcha is ephemeral. It lasts for a while, and then it goes away. So if ephemeral simcha becomes the center of one's life, if I build a life around chasing ephemeral simcha, that's a recipe for unhappiness. But if, ephemeral simcha has a place in my life, but the purpose, the goal, the center is that which lasts, as he said, that which is la'olam o'me olamim. Simcha ba'asiyas ha'mitzvahs uve lemidas ha'torah v'ha'chachma, the joy, the satisfaction that comes from doing mitzvahs, and living the way God commanded us to live, and learning His Torah and His wisdom, that's the real substance of simcha. That's something that grows rather than fades with time. And this nekuda is probably also central to why the last question, why Shmini Atzeres as opposed to Shavuos? Okay, Shmini Atzeres is an option for our kafu, but it's not the only yontif of Torah. Why not Shavuos? So it could be, because this, what the Rambam is driving at here, is that the key point that drives Simchas HaMitzvahs is, as he said, it's the combination of Asiyas HaMitzvahs with Avos HaKel Shetziva Behem. As the Magen Mishnah was explaining, it's that there's a sense of relationship. To just do mitzvahs because I have to is the right thing to do. It's just to be clear, it's a million times better to do the right thing because I have to than not to do the right thing. Avodah Meira is Avodah. But if it's just Avodah Meira as opposed to Avodah Me'ava, it's sad that I'm missing out so much. Avodah Meira is infinitely better than no Avodah, but also so much less than an Avodah that also has an element of Avodah Me'ava. And when there's relationship, that's what unlocks simcha. Mesil Shar, one or two places also speaks to the simcha ava connection. So the simcha of being sameach with Torah is not just having the content, but it's having the content in the context of relationship. The relationship is celebrated most specifically in Shmiyat Tzeres. That's Kashalai Pradasa. That's when it's us and HaKadosh, the focus on the relationship to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavuos, the focus on the content of Torah. Geraldik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. And not only that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in us. And mitzvahs are part and parcel of the relationship between us and Him. So it's the Bechiris Yisrael element. It's the Kashalai Predasim. It's the Yachas, the opportunity we have for connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that unlocks the simcha potential of Torah and mitzvahs. And so not only Shmiyat Tzeres, not only simchas Torah, not a stira to Shmiyat Tzeres, not a problem of Eim Arv Simcha B'Simcha, but the specific angle of Shmiyat Tzeres is the driver of Simchas HaTorah. One could have argued maybe Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is also a day of incredible Avos Hashem. Yom Kippur is overlaid. We don't say Hallel, the Gemara says, because the Simcha is mitigated by the Yom HaDin aspect. The Gemara says, we don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah Kippur, because Sifrei Chaim, Meisim, Psuchim, Levav, Atam, or Mashira. The books of life and death are open, or however you translate Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, books of life and death, the books of those who are living, those who already died. But it's Yom HaDin. You're going to say Shira. The Rambam translates that as not Yimei Simcha Yisera. There is Simcha Hashem Kippur, but it's pushed back by the din. So it's the Simcha is limited, the Simcha is sobered by the din. But Shmiyat Tzeres is Yom Kippur without the din. Shmiyat Tzeres is just the pure positive part of Yom Kippur. It's just Kashlai Predasim. It's just Avotin HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. So when you get just, you distill, so to speak, Shmiyat Tzeres distills that one positive aspect, the Dirshin Shebi Matzo aspect, Lefnei Hashem Titaru aspect of Yom Kippur, the Lefnei Hashem without the Titaru, the Lefnei Hashem without the dealing with Averus, it's just about the Ava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kal Yisrael. That's the perfect time to celebrate the Simcha of Torah, to focus on the Simcha that Torah can unlock. And then, that means, and that's what the Rambam is pointing out, that this is not just a Yomtif mitzvah. This is an everyday mitzvah. Yomtif is when we're going to have the opportunity to particularly focus on it. Just like Emunah is not just for Pesach, Emunah is for every day. But Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take our time to focus on it more. Have Yom Iyun on Emunah. We call that the Seder. We have a Shavua Iyun on Emunah. We call that Pesach. But the point of the Yom Iyun, the point of Pesach is then that the Emunah is strengthened going forward beyond Pesach as well. So the goal of a Simchas Torah is to pour this Simcha and this, I would say, renewed awareness of putting Torah and mitzvahs in the context of relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to just flat, plain do's and don'ts. That richer perspective, that this is part of our connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the potential for simcha that unlocks, where men we focus on that, we highlight that, we emphasize that, particularly on Simchas Torah, on Shmiyat Tzeres, first day, second day, but then the goal is with that to bring that awareness into a morning Seder on a typical Monday morning, which is what we're going to do right now.